I'm with Kevin O'Brien of Ireland. And Kevin, we're looking back and we're looking forward as well. Looking back, a year ago is the time when you scored your magnificent 113 against England in the World Cup in Bangalore. It's widely regarded as one of the greatest one-day innings of all time. What are your memories of that innings 1 year on?
Yeah, I mean, this was, I still remember every run scored, you know. It's hard not to forget it, you know. But yeah, you know, it is pretty alive in my memory, you know. I mean, I can still look back and I can see the ball being bowled and the shots that I was playing, you know, and it's obviously great to have in the memory banks. It's also great to look back a year on. Time's gone quickly, you know. It's hard to believe a year ago it was the World Cup, you know. It's just time's gone so fast for me personally and for the team here, you know, and I suppose we're preparing for another global event.
Can you still pinch yourself to think, wow, I actually did that, or is it all part of your mentality now that that's the sort of thing you expect to do?
No, I mean, I suppose it still is a little bit surreal. You know, I do sometimes have to pinch myself, as you said. So it was I suppose, one of those freak innings is that just everything happened on the day, you know, and it's, but you know, it's obviously great to have from a personal point of view and to be sitting top of the list. But yeah, you know, it's great to always look back on and always put a smile on my face.
Do you allow yourself the opportunity to sit down with a beer this weekend with your mates in the Ireland team and just have a little bit of a chin wag about it, or is that something you've done over the past year with your mates or your family and just reminisced?
Not really, to be honest. I still haven't seen the innings as a whole. I've obviously only seen little bits of highlights here and there, but I'm not really one for sitting down and watching a full match again and again. You know, it's obviously great to have in the DVD collection, but I mean, I won't be pulling it out every couple of months to watch it. But you know, maybe a couple of years down the line, when I've hung up the boots, I can sit down with a few beers and watch it in my house.
Has it changed your life?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose it has. You know, on the field and off the field, so things have happened for me on the field. You know, I signed for Gloucestershire as a result of that, and you know, I suppose my profile in India has increased 100%, probably even more than that in the last year. You know, since inning, so it's, I suppose on the field things are changing, and also off the field, you know, I've been nominated for a lot of awards in Ireland and sports awards, etc., like that. So, I suppose off the field, it's all changing for the good as well.
Have things taken off for you in the last year as you would have hoped?
Yeah, I think they are. You know, as I said, you know, I signed for Gloucester on the back of the World Cup. You know, and I suppose at the turn of 2011, you know, I was probably a fair way away from playing county cricket, you know. And I suppose after that innings, you know, Gloucester came calling, and I was pleased. I was obviously over the moon to sign for them, you know. And I think I did relatively well for them last year in one day cricket. And you know, I mean, I suppose a lot has changed since then as well. You know, it's, as I said, you know, I was in the IPL auction recently. Unfortunately, didn't get signed, but you know, my name's still out there, and hopefully I can get picked up in the next couple of weeks or so, you know. So, I mean, I think things are moving in the right direction for me personally, both on and off the field. So, I mean, I couldn't complain for the last year. It's been the best year of my life, and hopefully there's a few more years to come.
Are you worried a little bit about the possibility of being labelled a one-hit wonder, if you like, because of that particular innings?
No, not really, to be honest. I suppose 3 months after the World Cup, I went and did it for Gloucestershire, so I kind of proved to everyone that it wasn't a lucky innings, you know. So I suppose from that point of view, it's nice to have. But to be honest, I don't really care what people think, you know. I know, and the people around me who support me know that I'm a good enough player to have innings like that again. So I mean, if people think it's a one-off, I don't really care what they think. It's people closer to me, my family, my friends. I mean, that's obviously obviously my coach here, Phil Simmons. You know, I take their opinion a lot, you know. I mean, so I mean, and they obviously know that I'm a good enough player to repeat those innings again and again.